I was looking at my Edom Sefer, and I saw he brings a kasha. This is what I texted you on. He brings a kasha from Rabbi Yisrael Newman, one of the Rosh Yeshivas in VMG. It's also his Harvusa. So he asked a very nice kasha. I don't have a teretz right now for this kasha. Maybe we'll come back to it later on, but for the time being, it's a beautiful kasha. Things that we it touches on things that we already learned. Placing that base, placing the pichoch. Taisa says that even though the din is shut from the kapli adadi, but if it was shalav shusay harbe, then you become a muhsik. I'm a talmud. So Taisa says, so by gaidris, if it was shalav shusay harbe, so we say pichilo elam layakvid. So Taisa says, if that's the case, so by gaidris, Taisa seems to assume that the issue by gaidris is that, at least initially Taisa assumes, that the issue by gaidris is that the bottom is not makvid. Like we saw in the Rashba and the Ritva. But the Rashba and the Ritva understood that the issue by Gaidus is that the Bayim's not makvid. They know that the sheep wanders around. So the Bayim aren't makvid, that's why you don't become a muhsuk. Remember the Rashba and the Ritva say, therefore, after Shonash Nasayim, you could become a muhsuk, because by then already the Bayim is makvid. So Taisus initially assumed the same thing, that the issue by Gaidus is that the Bayim's not makvid. So Taisus says, yes, but if that's the case, by Shah Harbei, Bechil Olam Layakvid, by Shah Harbei, Gaidus should have a chazok. And Taisus assumes that Gaidus don't have a chazok ever. The Rashba and the Ritva hold in a chanami. After Shonash Nasayim, that's like maybe their equivalent of Shah Harbid, and the Baalim are Makbid, and Gaidris do have a Chazokah. But Taisus held not the way. Taisus held that Gaidris have no Chazokah at all. So Taisus asks, why don't Gaidris have a Chazokah at all? Bechila Oilam Layakbid, if it was Shah Harbid, now the Baalim is Makbid, so you should become a Muksuk even in Gaidris. So Taisus answers that by Gaidris, it's not just that the Baalim is not Makbid. By Gaidris, the issue is that the Baalim don't know where they are. So even if he is Makbid, he doesn't know where to lodge his protest. So that's why Gaidus saying Lem Chazok. That kind of Taisum that base. So Chor is a Pella. So Avodim are also Gaidus. The Gemara is a Beferish and Lambrov, that Avodim are also Gaidus. And Avodim, after 3 years, they have a Chazokah. How can Avodim have a Chazokah? Chazokah is based on the lack of Machov from the Marakama. That's what we'll see later, that if it's Medina Rechoka, then so it's not called a good Chazokah. The whole Chazokah is based on the, most Yishayim learn at least, That chazok is based on midulei micha. But what do you mean midulei micha? The Baalim doesn't know where it is. The Baalim doesn't know where the Eved is. So how could they be mechi if they don't know where the Eved is? That's Rabbi Saul Newman's kasha. Okay, so I'm leaving it right now. I'm not just putting it out there. Something to think about. Maybe it's an indication that Taisol's chazok is not midulei micha. We'll see when we get the Rava and the different sheetahs in Mishnah. Maybe it'll tie into that. Meanwhile, that's already premature. We're not. We can't get into that right now. But the kasha is a beautiful kasha, and it's surprised that none of us, including me, none of us thought of it. Okay. So let's see Taisus. Ad negichu v'yis le'mechayim. Taim l'ri. The my parach. What's the Gemara has a kasha? Maybe you should take four achilas. Maybe you should take four achilas. After all, the Sharmur doesn't pay Nezek Shalom until the fourth Negich. So maybe you should have to have four achilas in order to become a Muchsa. Pay Muli, the Mai Parach. Ha'ochi Yolof Misharmur, Mahosun Huchsuk Nakan Sholosh Pomim, Hochanamin Huchsuk Shaskan Bisholosh Pomim, in Kemisholosh Shonim Be'elach Kamale Bishusay. He says, what does the Gemara want? The Nakuda that we want to learn out from Sharmud is that three times establishes a pattern. That's the main Nakuda. Like by Nidu, by Sharmud. Three times is a pattern. About the fourth time is not when it's necessary to establish a pattern. Three times establishes a pattern. So here, three times established a pattern that the Bailim is not going to be, that the Bailim is Huchsuk Shaskin. The Bailim was Huchsuk that is Shaisuk. Of course, the first thing one wonders is there any kind of indication in this Taisus how Taisus understood the idea of Holchi Yishu? We saw in the Ramban, and all of the Beis Medrash of the Ramban, they learned the Pshat in Holchi Yishu is that the three times, they're not a riot, like the Ritva says, not a Tfisu Muchachas. Three times does not create a Hechocha that the Sod is mine. Three times just creates a pattern that breaks the Cheskes Marakama. Up to now, I had a presumption that the Sod belongs to the Marakama. Three times breaks the presumption. That was the site of the where we learned the Ramban. Rabban lechatchilayes, ma'anyin zei tzilzeh, what does Sharamul have to do with proving that the sod is yours? And the gist of the Ramban's terrorist, the way we learned, is that three times takanat araya. Three times not araya. But it breaks the cheskes marakama, the marakama had a presumption. Maybe it's a cheska chazoka kamaiso, it was easier to learn it's a chazoka kamaiso, or maybe with the chazanisha's understanding that it is a cheskes moment, but cheskes moment is also a kind of presumption. Three times breaks the presumption. Once the marakama loses his presumption of ownership, then I don't need a hechacha to be machzik in the field. Then it's like a field that doesn't have a marakama, darba chadyoim is enough to be machzik in the field. That's what we saw in the Ramban and that whole basement. So the first thing that one wants to know is, do Tosis agree to that? To that conception, that according to Hol Chiyusha, Chazok is not a raya. Again, remember we have that beautiful, Rav Osher's beautiful diak in the Ritva, but preface the whole sugya, that the whole sugya's basis is, the preface of the sugya is that the Gemara wants to know Mimonoshach. If it's a Tfisa Muchachas, then why do you need three? And if it's not a Tfisa Muchachas, then how is three good enough? What's that preface coming? What's that preface for? So Rav Osher explained, because those are the two stodim of the Gemara. Hol Chiyusha come down on the side, that it's not a Tfisa Muchachas, but it just breaks the presumption of the Marakama. And then Rava says, later on in Chachamim, that it is a Hechachah, so why need three times? Because till then, there's an Achmish Torah. Akopanim, the whole Ramban is that's how the Ramban understands Hol Chiyusha. The Ramban uses that to explain the Gemara's Kashu about Chazok Hashanim Taino. Why does the Gemara think that you shouldn't need a Taino? Because you're not coming to be Mechiach that the Soda is yours and take it away from the Marakama. The Marakama is nostalgic. The Marakama is nostalgic, why should you need a Taino? We grappled with what's the Ramban's territory, that problem, but we saw it consistently in the Ramban. The Ramban uses it to explain also this Gemara about three times and four times. That the Gemara thinks three times, the Cheskes Marakama, the presumption of the Marakama is nostalgic, the Inyan, that I no longer have a presumption of this in the Marakamas, but maybe it's still here enough to prevent a presumption from taking hold that it does belong to the Muhsin. So I need the four times, the Gemara is a Havamina, that I needed the four times to create the new presumption that it belongs to the Muhsin. Tais is not going to give that teretz. But from the fact that Tais doesn't give that teretz, I don't think that's enough on which to build that Tais argues on the Ramban's Mahalach. Because we're just going to build on that. In other words, I don't think it's true. Why didn't Tais say like Ramban's answer? That what we're doing is breaking presumptions. So maybe three times breaks the presumption that was the Murakamas, but you need a fourth time to create a presumption that belongs to the Machs. Maybe Tais holds that three times is a raya. So Tosis is asking, if three times is a raya, why do you need a fourth time? But about it, that's not muchach. It could be, from as far as that's concerned, we could still say, maybe Tosis learns like the Ramban, we're just breaking the Cheskes Marakama. But Tosis doesn't have this, Tosis wasn't nochis to this kind of intermediate phase, that we can break the Chazoka Kamaisa, the presumption that it belongs to the Marakama, but it still hangs around. You know, like I said, like the smile on the Cheshire cat, it still hangs around enough to prevent the machzik from becoming a muchzik. All right, that place didn't happen. So from that, there's nothing, I don't think there's on what to build. But maybe we could build, just on Tosis's formulation, but Tosis says that the idea of three times is that the Baalim is huchzik shaskav. Maybe the fact that he presents that the Baalim is huchzik shaskav, that's a raya, that's also against, but that also, I don't see why that's against the Ramban. The Ramban can agree to that. It was the pattern. What's the pattern? Three times establishes a pattern. A pattern of what? Three times. Why does three times break the presumption of the Marakama? Because every one of the three achilles is an anomaly. It doesn't really comport with the presumption that it belongs to the Marakama. But one time, two times, I can explain away. The third time already breaks the presumption. But what is it about the achila that is anomalous and doesn't seem to comport with the presumption that it belongs to the Marakama? You could say it's not the achil itself necessarily. Maybe the achil itself is not the anomaly. The anomaly is the shtik of the Baalim. But the first time the Baalim is shoysik, like I say, all right, who knows why it was shoysik? Maybe there's an explanation. The second time, maybe there's an explanation. It was a mikra. The third time is a pattern. It's tuchsuk shaskin. There's a pattern that he's being shoysik. That already breaks the presumption of the Murakama. So from what we have so far in Tosis, the point that I want to make is, from what we have so far in Tosis, there's not yet grounds to think. See, going forward, for the time being, I don't see any grounds over here to take a stand that Tosis is not like the Ramban. So far, Tosis could be like the Ramban. That the idea of the three times, it creates three anomalies. Each shtik of the Baalim is an anomaly. So I see after three times that it's huchsuk that the Baalim is being shaysik, that there's a pattern to the shtikah, Why is there a pattern to Ishtika? Oh, that breaks the Cheskes Marakam. We could say the whole thing of Derech the Rambam. Anyway, we'll see later in the next places. Maybe there's more grounds. But Taisha has a kasha. So what's this Havamina? The Maisa three times is a pattern. Three times established a pattern. Then he's a Chesuk Shaskin. So what's the Havamina that you need a fourth time? Zok Taisha, so I'm read the Salka Dayatech the Maksha, the Hochi Yolof. Mahosa Michinogach Yimu Pomim, Nofakli Michatsi Nezik Lenezik Shalom. Achanami came and Shalkal Shalish Velemicho, Nafkali Mishus Meichel Shustakech, Afagab the Milsu Bele Taimu. Then in the Chanami, the Gemara thought it's magic. That's what he's saying. The Gemara thought that it's magic. Just like the Torah says that you go from Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Sholem after three times, so you go from Rishus Hamarakama to the Rishus of the Maksik after three times, Milsa B'lay Taim. A little bit strange, Milsa B'lay Taim, the Gemara should have a minute, it's a Milsa B'lay Taim. You know, Mele Chazal and science, but what Chazal and logic, certainly after Shtim. What does it mean, Milsa B'lay Taim? The Gemara is being Seivel, it's a Milsa B'lay Taim. Stum of the Pashat, yeah.
How could it be a possible time, especially if when we learn from Shormur, it's not even, it's not like a Zer Shavar.
That's the problem. What does it mean? It's a Milsa B'lay Taima. But the Gemara, what is the Gemara, the Gemara traffics in Milsa B'lay Taima. So, I think the Pashat of Pshat and Taisus, maybe there could be fancy Pshat, but I think the Pashat of Pshat and Taisus that we have many times in the Gemara, that the Gemara wants to explain something. And the Gemara is written in question and answer format. Because that's it. The Gemara, there's no essay answers in the Gemara. Everything's in question and answer format. So you have sometimes, to be shy to point this out, that sometimes the Gemara will want to get to the proper explanation of the Braisa or whatever the memory is. And it'll start it'll start assuming something that doesn't seem to make any sense, and then through question and answer, it'll elicit the correct shot. So I think al derech zeh we could say over here. About the Gemara doesn't really think that it could be a milsa b'lay taima, but the Gemara wants to explain what the taima is, what's the logic of this analogy to Shor HaMoed. What does it have to do? Like the Ramban says, so the Gemara does it, but derech question and answer. And the Gemara said, the Gemara takes it naively. Oh, three times, you see the din changes. So here also three times the din changes. The Gemara says, if the din doesn't change till the fourth time. And the Gemara answers, no, that's not the point. The point is that after three times, the Shor Be'etzim becomes the Shor HaMoed. You know, the din doesn't matter. The din needs an opportunity. We need the fourth time to have the opportunity for the din to be relevant. But the nature of the Shor changes after three times. So the nature of that the Bailim is Huchsuk, that he's a Shaskin, that changes after three times. And that's all we're looking for. So the Gemara is getting to that. I don't think we needed to do anything more. I'm out of this room to say clever things, probably in Taisus, but I don't think we need to be overthinking. If Taisus says that the Gemara at this point is saying a Milsa B'lay Taima, so we could take it that way. The Gemara starts off with the Milsa B'lay Taima and says Milsa B'lay Taima doesn't make any sense. That's really part of the Gemara's asking. It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara's answer is no. That's not the point. The point is that we need him to be Huchsuk Shaskin, and Huchsuk Shaskin is talk after three times. I'm Nezer Shalom's after four times. Yeah, if you think it through, because once he's a Nakhon, then he's chayiv the next. He's chayiv the next time. Let's go on to the next places. Elam yata chazok sheini metaino, and so on. Tema sub places. My salk the daitich the makshu the heki motzi lukma biyod the kevin the leiton midin. What's the havamina? What's the havamina that chazok sheini metaino should be a chazok? So it's not so clear what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos might be asking. There's a mishnah chazok sheini metaino. It's not a chazok. Everybody knows chazok needs to have a taino. What is Holchiyusha? What is there in Holchiyusha to make me think otherwise? Like that we saw in the Ramban. The Ramban asked that. I mean, implicitly the Ramban asked that. What is Holchiyusha? If there's a rule that a Chazaka needs a Taina, so why does Holchiyusha change that? So we saw in the Ramban this fancy explanation. When you're coming to be Meitzi from the Machzid, from the Marakama, you need a Taina. But according to Holchiyusha, you're not coming to be Meitzi from the Marakama. The three times is Mesalik the Marakama Me'elov. Now the Cheskes Marakama, the presumption Marakama is gone. Now you're being Machzik in a vacuum. In a vacuum, you don't need a taina. That's the Ramban explained the Gemara. So we could say maybe Tosfos Kasha is Kein Zeh. Of course, I understand. Given that every chazaka needs to have a taina, we understand every chazaka needs to have a taina. So mishnah mefureshes, and he's not asking on that mishnah. Why does chazaka have to have a taina? That's the mishnah says chazaka has to have a taina. That's a given. So why should it be any different according to Holchiyush? Is that the pshat in Taisus Kasha? The Taisus is asking, you know, the din is you have to have a taina. What's the having a chazaka needs to have a taina? The mishnah says chazaka has to have a taina. We understand chazaka has to have a taina. Come to basin, you have to have a taina. You want to be meisiv from someone, you have to have a taina. So why should Holchiyush change that? Could that be the pshat in Taisus Kasha? That was definitely what the Ramban was bothered by. That's what the Ramban. One of the reasons why the Ramban said this whole mahalak, the Holchiyush is not being meitzi from the Murakama, it's just the Murakama is mistalik me'elov and so on. Is that the pshat in Taisus Kasha? No, it's not. Why? How do I know it's not? How do I know that that's not Taisus Kasha? Well, where do you look for that? From Taisus' answer. If that's Taisus' Kasha, so then what's Taisus' answer? Because Taisus goes on to the answer. Came with the alphas mishamu and mahosim b'sholos negi chazavi becheskes nakhon. Achanami came in the ochle shalashon and v'leimich havi becheskes shalayim cha'oid. Uvaloi taina nami teishaloi. The islam the meimah shemochaloi. Maybe it was Michael. Inami. Hode kaparcha meimah the chazoka shaloi v'taina te chazoka. Heineken do omoli mi planya zavim te dezavni minok af agav v'lui omak hamedi dezavno v'loi dobach afilu chad yoyimu. So there's no tanino. V'loi yodi zavna mine. Eloi. What is there are Taisus' answers. Whatever Taisus' kasha is, his answer is that either maybe the Marakam was Meichel, so you don't need a taina, or his answer is that maybe you're not tining, but the way you're not tining is you're saying I don't. How could I know? Rather than just not. The way you're not tithing is that you're saying, I have no way of knowing. If Taisus' question originally was, we know you have to have a tithing, Chazaka needs to have a tithing, why is it different according to Holchiyush, then Taisus didn't answer anything. Then what's the teretz? It's still a Chazaka sheni v'taino. If a person says that a mipanya zavim t'dezav n'minoch, and I don't know if it's true, and he wasn't dar b'chad yoyma, so the din is, that's included, the Gemara says, that's included in a Chazaka sheni v'taino. It's not a good chazaka. That's not locha. If you say mipanya is into the zav nirach, it's not a good chazaka. Because you need to have a taina. We could say taninon. For a lekeach, we'll say taninon, but not if the moichir was not darba chadyoyma. So what did Taisus gain? It's still shver. So why should it be any different according to Holchiyush? Like, what is Gemara 1? The rule is chazaka shen taina is not a good chazaka. So why should it be any different according to Holchiyush? Taisus didn't. It's not a teretz that kash at all. It's clear that that's not the kash that Taisus is asking. That didn't bother Taisus at all. Taisus is asking a different question. Taisus is asking what we saw already. The Rishonim asked on Rashi. Rashi learned Chazal Kasheni Matayna means Shloy Amali Odom Dava Me'elam. Rashi's goes in the Mishnah Ketzer that's mamish what it means in the Mishnah. Chazal Kasheni Matayna Ketzer Shloy Amali Odom Dava Me'elam. Taisus is asking Shloy like the Rishonim asked. It's a Los Balin. That means you yourself are admitting you didn't buy the field. How could Holchiyush think that that's a good chazok? You're maida that it's not yours. So Taisus answered, no, there's a fine, number one, even though you're maida that it's not yours, but maybe the bottom were Meichel. Maybe you just won the lottery, the bottom were Meichel. So in a chrami. Unbeknownst to you, the bottom gave it to you. Or there's a second teretz. That you're not being moida that it's not yours. You're saying I bought it from somebody. I have no idea. He says that he bought it from you. I have no idea one way. So I'm not being moida that it's not mine. It's both of Taisus' answers are a way to get around the problem that he's being moida. But Taisus does not address at all the question of that the Ramban was busy with. Why does the Gemara think that according to Holchiyush you get a pass that you shouldn't have to have a that according to Holchiyush you get a pass that you shouldn't have to have a taina? Like, what does that do with Holchiyush? the Rashba, the Rami, you know, they didn't ask this question because they're going with Malach of the Ramban. They're going with Malach of the Ramban that the way that the word of Holch Yusha is that the Marakam is Mistalik Me'elov, Me'elov, I don't have to have a Taina. And maybe Taisus goes with that too. The Emes is, in other words, maybe that's the answer for Taisus also. Taisus is addressing the low-hanging fruit. How can it be a good chazak without a taina? Isn't he being maida? So Taisus answers, no, there's no hidah. It's talking about a kind of chazak shem taina where there was no hidah. Okay, fine. So you dealt with that. That's the easy pitch. But what about the deeper question, the Ramban's question? If the rule is that a chazak has to have a taina, whatever the reason is, but if the rule is chazak has to have a taina, why does the Gemara think that it should be any different according to Halacha Yusha? The Ramban's answer is, because according to Halacha Yusha, you're not coming to be mitzi from the Marakama. The Marakama is mistalik me'elov. So therefore you don't have to have a taina. Maybe that's the answer for Taisus also. Ulai Yishleim, that'll be the solution for Taisus also. And this would be already a siwa. And maybe Taisus also goes with the fundamental mahalach of the Ramban. That according to Halacha Yusha, you're not coming to be mitzi with a raya from the Marakama. The Gimel Pomim are not a raya that the sod is yours. But rather, it breaks the Cheskes Marakama, because there's three anomalies in the Cheskes Marakama. It breaks the presumption that belongs to the Marakama. And then he can learn the Gemara, al derech the Ramban. Maybe that's the Ems. I think, though, it may be a Ktsas Diuk that Taisus is Chaylik in the Ramban. It's a Ktsas Diuk, I'm not sure. Taisus again says the same explanation. How does Gimel Palma work? How does Gimel Achilus work? Because he's Huchzak, so Taisus said before in the previous Taisus, that he's the Baim or Huchzak Shaskim. Taisus by us repeats that idea, but he says a different Nusach. The Nusach of Taisus here is, Taisus says, came into Ochel Shal Shana B'lei Micha. It's the lack of Macha. Worth noting, it's the lack of macha that triggers the gimel pama. It's three lacking of macha, three times that he wasn't meicha. But the words that I want to focus on is havi becheskas shelo yimcha oid. The chazok over here is that it establishes a pattern, not just three times he wasn't meicha. It establishes a pattern that he's not going to be meicha in the future. It's a pattern. He's becheskas shaskan. That means becheskas shaskan means here it's more explicit. I think, looking back, that's probably what Taisus meant in the previous Taisus too. Cheskas Shaskun means that he's Becheskas Sheloyim Cha'oid in the future. He's a Shaskun. What does it mean to be a Shaskun? He's not going to be Meich in the future. So here, there's a Hargosha. According to Taisus, it's forward-looking. The Chazok establishes a pattern that he's not going to be Meich tomorrow. See, there Ramban and Ramban school, that's not the main point, that he's not going to be Meicha tomorrow. The main point is that there were three anomalies in the presumption of the Marakama. We had a presumption that belongs to the Marakama, but in the face of that, we had an Achilo. Let's say he wasn't Meicha, the Achilo itself, maybe, or he wasn't Meicha, whatever. The Achilo is anomalous. Let's say because he wasn't Meicha. He put close to Taisus. He wasn't Meicha. It's an anomaly in the Chesed Marakama. Two times, three times, it's a pattern. It breaks the presumption that belongs to the Merkama because it happened three times, something happened that does not stim with the presumption that belongs to the Merkama. I don't know if I have to worry. I don't know that it would help if I knew that he was going to be Meicha tomorrow. Let's say next year he will be Meicha. But for the past 3 years, it was an anomaly in the presumption of the Merkama. So if there was an anomaly, so there were three anomalies in the presumption of the Merkama. That's good enough. Three strikes, you're out. So the presumption of the Marakama is broken. Next year, maybe he will be Meicha, so what? But three times the Cheskes Marakama was broken. The presumption of the Marakama was broken. So that's it. So there's no longer a presumption. Now, next year he'll be Meicha. Is there any person who's not a Marakama being Meicha, who doesn't have a presumption of being Meicha? So the main thing here is not that next year is not going to be Meicha. It's that for the past 3 years he hasn't been Meicha, and that destroyed the Cheskes Marakama. Why does Taisus fixates on the future? That the three times establishes a pattern shulayim cha'oid. So what's the pshat in Taisus? So I think the pshat in Taisus is, again, we're building a lot in just a few words, but still, it's a few words from Taisus. I I think the Pshat in Taisus is that Taisus learned that Cheskes Marakama, that Cheskes Gimel Pomim, that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a raya. Not like the fancy Ramban. It's a raya. The fact that he was Shoisek three times is a raya that the field belongs to the Muslim and not to the Marakama. So what's go? How does that happen? And what is Taisus saying with Cheskes Shleim Chayd? I think the Pshat in Taisus is like this. The Taisus was maybe also bothered by the question that the Ramban laid out at the beginning. Ma'inin Zaitzil Zeh, which we paraphrased, we understood the Ramban's question to be, three times is a pattern, but it's not a raya. Three times makes a pattern. A shor is, it was negech three times, it's a pattern that he's a nakhon. But it's not a proof that he's going to be negech tomorrow. Is there a proof if a shor gored three times, is there a proof that tomorrow he's going to gore again? I don't know. There's a pattern. I see it's not a mikra, so I have to be careful, and maybe he's going to gore again tomorrow. I have to lock him up. A woman sees dam three times on the same day. Is it a raya that she's going to be, that she's going to see dam the fourth time? A lot of Rishonim hold Vestas of the Rabbanon, that even if a woman sees three times on the same day, there's no raya. If she wasn't baidik the fourth month, there's no raya that she's tummy. It's not a raya. You have to be chayshish. You have to be baidik. There's a possibility. There's a pattern. So Tesus, the Ramban was bothered. That three times not a raya. So how does Cheskes Gimel Shonim work? So the Ramban has his emalach and the Chrami. It's taken not a raya. It's not a tfisu mechachas like they're in the Ritva's language. It just breaks the presumption of the Marakama. Now you machzik without in a vacuum. So you don't need a raya. But Taisus learns that you do need a raya. So when we have this question, how do you get from establishing a pattern three times is a pattern? You see that there's a pattern. It wasn't a mikra. But how does a pattern turn into a raya? So Taisus is giving us a mechanism by which a pattern could become a raya. Because since he established a pattern three times, that he's shaysik, so if he establishes a pattern three times, so that creates a presumption that he's going to continue to be shaysik. That he's going to be shaysik forever. Once I have a presumption that he's going to be shaysik forever, the fact that he's going to be shaysik forever is already an indication that it's not that the field belongs to the machzik. But that's the transmission between three times establishing a pattern and a raya. How does a pattern become a raya? That's really the question. How does three times become a raya? Once wasn't a raya, why is three times a raya? So Taisus Mahalach is, Taisus understanding is, because if it happened three times, then I say it establishes a pattern that's going to continue. And now I presume that he's going to continue to be shaysik. He's going to be shaysik forever. Well, if he's going to be shaysik forever, that's already a proof that the field belongs to him. So that's why it has to go forward. If it didn't go forward, if the chazaka was asked three times as a pattern that he was shaysik for three times, but maybe next year he's gonna scream. So where would be the intention that the field is mine? I would see a pattern that he was shaysik, but tomorrow isn't fine. He was a pattern is not a raya. Just three times wasn't a. In order for it to be a raya, it has to turn into a conviction that he's never gonna be meicha. It has to look forward. A raya has to look forward. It has to be an indication going forward that he's never going to be, that he's, I mean, even though the Maisi was Meicha. But now he's being Meicha is the Mikra. That's not good. Avadi is Meicha the fourth time. Today he's being Meicha. When we look at it, that's the Mikra. That's the anomalous thing. But the pattern is, what was established was a pattern that he's a Shaskin. So why is he a Shaskin? He must be a Shaskin. There must be a Psef Havos. Why is he a Shaskin? So the reason why he's a Shaskin, presumably, is because I bought the field. So it's Taka B'derech. So it's B'derech HaChocha V'raya. That was always the other possibility. It was the other possibility to the Ramban. The Ramban says it breaks the Cheskes Marakama. The other possibility is that it's B'tayrus Raya. That maybe three times is a Raya. So I want to say that Taisus Taka learns that it's a Raya. That three times, when we learn after Shemot, three times is a Raya. So Taisus is explaining why is three times a Raya. Three times shows that the shor is in the nature of goring. It's not a raya that he's going to gore tomorrow. So Taisus says, but here, I mean, I don't know, maybe by shor mood it's also a raya. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do with that. But Kapodim, because Taisus is learning that it's a raya, so he stresses, the Ramban doesn't need to say this, b'cheska shel yom chayim. According to Ramban, it's enough that these three events were strange. These three events were strange. They broke the presumption of the Marakam. The Taisus needs more than that, because Taisus wants to learn that it's a chokh that belongs to the machzik. So the fact that there were three strange events, that's strange about the Cheskes Marakam, but where's the raya that is yours? Tosfos three times establishes a pattern that this is the way it's going to stay, that the Merakama is not going to be Meicha. So if the Merakama is not going to be Meicha, that's the way it's going to stay, that the Merakama is not going to be Meicha. So it means that next year it's also going to be normal for the Merakama not to be Meicha. The following year it's also going to be normal for the Merakama not to be Meicha. How could that be? That could only be if I bought the field. So Mela, the pattern becomes a Heichach. I'm not explaining why it's enough of a Heichach. Like, it's not Edim, it's not a right. Why is it enough to be a Heichach? That's the way it is. It's enough to be a Heichach. Three times is enough to be a Heichach. But Tosfos learns that three times is enough to be a Heichach, but because Tosfos is learning that three times is a Heichach, so he can't just say that three times were anomalous in their own right. They have to establish a pattern that the Baal is going to be Shaisik. Then now it's normal for the Baal to be Shaisik. The Ramban doesn't need that. The Ramban doesn't need that it's normal for the Baal to be Shaisik. The Ramban just needs that three things happened that didn't comport with the Cheskes Merakama. So the Cheskes Merakama is no longer the presumptive truth. We don't have no longer any reason to presume he's the owner. He might be the owner, he might not, but we don't have any reason to award him the presumption that he's the Merakama, because three times something happened that didn't comport with that. Tosfos needs, for Tosfos that's not enough. Tosfos needs that we need to establish not just something fishy about the Cheskes Merakama, we need to establish a pattern that will make him the Muksuk. So therefore, it's not enough to say that there was a pattern, that the three shtikas in their own right were a pattern. I need to say that this is now the ongoing truth, that the three times now establish a truth, that it's normal for the Baal to be Shaisik. Hey, he may be a Ganav and decide to be Meicha. But at the normal thing now, I see that it's normal for the Baal to be Shaisik. This is now the new normal. The new normal is for the Baal to be Shaisik. How can it be the new normal? It can only be the new normal if it's not his field, because if it is his field, then it's not normal for him to be Shaisik. So I've established a new normal that it's normal for him to be Shaisik. The only way that could be the new normal if it's his field. So that's how Chazoka becomes a Raya. It establishes a new normal which only makes sense if the field is really his. So therefore, Tais has to stress his Becheska Shel Yimcha Oid. That's why I think from this language of Tais, it's an indication that Tais is learning Taka not Al Derech the Ramban, but he's learning that even according to Olcha Yusha, Cheskes Gimel Poem and Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a Raya. Yeah, Alan.
If the new normal is established that it's not his, okay, so he's not going to be Mocha anymore because he sold it, it's not his.
Right.
But Bav Davka, that it belongs to the Mochzak, meaning as long as it's not his, he doesn't care who's going to be on the field. He's not going to be Mocha to a random guy that's on the, if he's not the owner. So still, how is that a riot that it does belong to the other?
Maybe that's the most terrorist that you need. Well, I'm not sure about that. That's it. I don't want to do that. I'm sorry, that was a mistake, but I just didn't. Some of that's all nichnas, that since the pattern of his being a shaskin was established by my eating in the field, so that's part of the new normal. The new normal is that he's shaysik to me, because he sold the field to me. It's not just the new normal that he's shaysik in general. The normal is that he's shaysik to my achilah. Why is he being shaysik to my achilah? That only makes sense if I'm the Baal.
Then you should say the same thing by the Ramban.
I mean, there's no reason to think he sold it to somebody else. If the pattern establishes a new normal that he's shaysik, the pattern establishes a new shaysik that he's shaysik because he sold it to me.
By the Ramban, three anomalies happen, so we see that it's not a mikra, it's actually a pattern. By the Ramban, we just said all that says is that it doesn't belong to him. Not that it does belong to the...
Yeah, but the Markama, the Ramban holds I don't need it to be a chof. Oh, I hear what you're saying. Maybe Tosfos holds, maybe it's not so far away. Maybe they both hold, I'm breaking the Cheskes Merakama because I established a new normal that he's Shaisik. So why is he Shaisik? It must be it's not the Merakama, but it's not a proof that it's his. And he comes and he's just Machzik Menayah. I can't say for sure that you're not right. I don't know. I still have this hagosha that lefi the Ramban, I don't need a new normal. It's enough that three things happen that are unexplainable on the basis of his being the Merakamas. If it's really the Merakamas, then these three phenomena don't make any sense. So that's enough for me to throw away the Cheskes Merakama. I don't mean to say there's a new normal in the future. There's three things that don't stim. Whereas if what I want to do is I want to establish some fact that it belongs to the Muksuk, then it's not enough to say there were three UFO sightings. I need to establish a new normal. That's just three anomalous things. I need to establish a new normal that this is the new way it's going to be, that the Baalim are going to be shaysik. That could be an indication that the field belongs to him. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe there's a way to. It's not 100% mukhuch. But let me just finish because we're running out of time. But if that's true, that according to Tosfos, Chesed Gimel Shonim is not like the Ramban, but Chesed, that it's just a way to be misalik the Marakama. But Chesed Gimel Shonim, even according to Hof Yushu, is working b'derech raya, that it's a hechocha that it belongs to the muksuk. So then, hadra kushu l'duchta, what's the Gemara's kashik chazok hasheni matayna? What does the Gemara want from chazok hasheni matayna? What does it have to do chazok hasheni matayna? But of course you need a taina. The Ramban is all explanation. You're only going to read in the Murakama. Then you come and you're machzik in a vacuum. To be machzik in a vacuum, you don't need a taina. But if I'm right, that according to Tosfos, the Gimel Pomim are working b'derech hechocha v'raya, then I'm being mitzi from the Murakama with a raya. So it's no different than according to Rava. According to Rava, Ches Gimel Shon, Poshib Shat Rava, that it's immediately that in clash. Well, we'll see how we learn in Rava. But I can point if you're mitzi from a Murakama with a raya, l'chor, you have to have a taina. So what's the Gemara's kash over here? So there's a taste in Daphne Malf. Did I send this taste? Did I send this as a Maram Malcolm? I don't remember. Okay, we're going to talk more about it tomorrow anyway, so it's the Maram Malcolm for tomorrow. But right now we'll just start. And Malf, you have the mission of Kol Chazok Hashayna Matayna Ene Chazok. That's the mission. So on that, the Gemara asks Pshito. Pshito, Chazok Hashayna Matayna is Pshito that it's not a Chazok. We saw this maybe the Maxim's afraid to say I bought the field, because then we're going to ask him for the star. And he threw away the star, which was really normal because 3 years have gone by, but he doesn't realize that it's okay. And we're going to say to Maxim star. So therefore, that's why he's saying, that's why he's not making a taina. So therefore, we should taina for him. So what's it say here in the Gemara? The pshita is that it's without a taina, it doesn't start. Chazaka doesn't start without a taina. So the Gemara explains, no, there's a chiddush. Because I would have said we should say taninon. Even though he's not taining. Normally we don't say taninon for a guy who's not taining. We say taninon for a yoyrish, for a lekech. We don't say taninon for a baldover himself who doesn't want a taina. But maybe here, there's an excuse for not wanting to taina. Because he's afraid of achvish doch. So maybe here we would say taninon even for the baldover. So Kamash blew not. That's the Gemara. So Taisus asks, Omalei, the Taisus Omalei. Omalei, no, I'm sorry. Before that, Shalom Adam Dom Melem Shito. So Taisus asks, Koshnam Aram, the Mai Parach Pshito. Hola El Parach Gemara Lamiata Chazok Hashem Mitaina. The Gemara that by us in Chav Chesem Adveis asks the other way around. Chazok Hashem Mitaina should be a Chazok. He shouldn't need a Taina. Here the Gemara says, "Medava Posha, they do need a taina." The Gemara Chav Chesem Ed Beis asks the other way around, that you should not need a taina. Which upirshim b'taisus perishecha. That feel the omer shuli omer adam demay aylam. What? That I feel the omer shuli omer adam demay aylam parach. And Taisus Bayas says, one terrace is that Taisus that Agamar is talking about a special case where he says miplan yezavim to the zavim lof b'lidarba chadyoyma. One of the which is not the case of the Mishnah over here. Here the Taisus was apparently going as Kesach, Shulayom Adam Dovim Eilam. But one of the Pshatim in Taisus was that even by Shulayom Adam Dovim Eilam, the Gemara thinks that we should taina for him, that maybe the Baalim was Meichel. By the way, you see the Taisus of Gilgan, because Taisus never quotes Taisus. It must be a Gilgan Taisus, a later Taisus. Vanir Leimar. So one second. What's the Kasha? If Agamar is going in Holchi Yusho, maybe the Gemara over here is going like the. Maybe the Gemara is not going in Hilchei Yishu. Maybe the Gemara is going in the Rabbana. The Ramban is for sure that way. The Ramban says in Agamara the Kasha is only in Hilchei Yishu. Because according to Hilchei Yishu, you're not being Maxik but Derech Raya, just being Masalik in the Marakama. That's why the Gemara thinks you shouldn't have a Taina. The Ramban doesn't have a problem with the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph is going according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, Chazok is a Raya. If you're being machzik, you're being meitzi from the merkama with the raya. Avadi, you have to have a taiva. So why didn't Taisa say that, Teres?
Even if we're not going from Rabbi Usher, if the Gemara has a halamina, that it's possible to make a kavod with a taiva, and that shows it's not a shver, like it's not that pasha.
Right. So the chayra you see from this Taisus, that Taisus holds that our Gemara's question is, I think more than that, I think you see from Taisus that Taisus understood that our Gemara's kasha is not specific to Halchi Yusha. It's not specific to Halchi Yusha. It's a general kasha. But if it's a general kasha, so why is it Ela Me'ata? The Gemara makes it sound like it's a kasha in Halchi Yusha. Ela Me'ata. Taisus doesn't say. Let's just read a little bit more. What is Taisus' answer? The Gemara's kasha of Pshita is not going on the reish of only Adam Dov and Baalim. It's going on the case of Miplani Zevinto. But he says that's a doichik. Near kizid doichik. The minoli lemifrich areishot tfei mea seifa. The mei reishi ikul amedik ipcho. Lifrich tfei mi seifa le reishi. Right, that's some complication. I'm not quite sure what he's saying. But the main thing about it is venerally, the hamak shali masik adaiti the nitin le anon. Ulohochi parach Pshita. The taina grey the ena me'elos, the ena taina. So I have to get into this Taisus more, but the Chayra Taisus is answering. What Taisus is answering? That the Makshin is going without, here on Daf Mem Aleph, the Makshin is going without Taninon. Without Taninon is Poshet, that is no good. So how did Taisus solve the problem? At the end of the day, but why did Agamara thinks Chazoka Sheini Matayna should. Like, what's the difference between, how do you solve the problem? What's the difference between Agamar and this Gemara? So the heart, it sounds to me, like Tosis is learning, that Agamar is taka going with Taninon. But the Gemara says, Chazok Sheini Metayna, Tevi Chazok, the Gemara means with Taninon. Like the Teretz of the Gemara over here. The Gemara over here is asking, without Taninon, Pshita, Chazok Sheini Metayna is not a Chazok. The Gemara's answer is, but I would say that maybe we should say Taninon for him. Maybe we should say for him Taninon. So the Kamashlum, we don't say for him Taninon. The Gemara by us is going with Taninon. The Gemara says Chazok Shem Taninon should be a Chazoker with Taninon. Chazok Shem Taninon should be a Chazoker with Taninon. So that's Taka Kakasha. And then you have to know what's the Gemara's answer. Hash to Ilay Tonon, not Nitonle. Will have to mean we only say taninon for a guy who can't taina, but he could taina. So there's no taninon. Emes is still here. What to unravel? This Taisus needs unraveling. But I thought I'm not l'chayra maybe I'm wrong. L'chayra it says in this Taisus. You have to work on this Taisus. I also have to work on this Taisus. But l'chayra it says in this Taisus that agamor that says that chazok sheinim taina tevi chazok means with taninon. That's why it's not a steer to the Morinuch and Ramalaf. It says Pshita that it's no good. Pshita that it's no good without Taninon. But the Gemara's answer is, but maybe you should say Taninon. Agamar's asked the other way around. Let's say Taninon. The Gemara answers, no, we don't say Taninon because he could tie it for himself. We don't say Taninon for a person who could tie it for himself. The Maisi could tie it for himself. Despite these weasley excuses that he's afraid, but the Maisi could tie it for himself. So if he could tie it for himself, we don't tie it for him. But if that's the case, then it's even more acute the question, what does that have to do with Halchei Yusha? So the two Gemara, it's Gemara about Taninon. Let's say for him Taninon. He's not tiny, Chazok Shem Taninon, but let's say Taninon for him. Taninon that the Bailam were Meichel, or let's say Taninon that, let's say that the Meichel really bought it from them. Let's say for him Taninon. The Gemara answers, we don't say Taninon. So then it's even more sure. So what's the Gemara's Elam Me'ata? So I'm going to throw out once, really, we're going to have to pick this up again tomorrow, and I think a piece of text that I bowed through, maybe I have to maybe we have to unravel more carefully. But I want to just throw out a suggestion, and tomorrow we'll pick it up again, that maybe Taisus learns that Ela Me'at is not going in Halchei Yusha. If he's hold like Halchei Yusha, then why do you have to taina? The question of taninon is a question of Kuliyama. Let's say taninon. So what's the Ela Me'at? Maybe the Ela Me'at is going back on the Gimel Dalet piece. Taisus, the Gemara asked, the Gemara said, according to Halchei Yusha, the Gemara thought it's a Milsa B'lei Taima. Go from 3 to 4, magic, you become a muchzik. The Gemara says, no, there's a logic. There's an underlying huchzik shaskun, that it's a raya. So, So maybe the Elamiatis, the Elamiatis is tied into that. Bishlamo of Chazaka was a milsevulei taima. It's really not a proof at all. Just somehow there's a kosov that after three times the Torah said that it's yours. So for that, maybe we don't say taninon. Taninon is for a thing that there's in it. We say taninon when there's a reglai mudover. There's no reglai mudover that it says. So why would we say taninon? But now you're telling me, no, there's a logic. It's becheska shalim chayim. So if it's logical, so let's say taninon. There's talking indication that it's his. So if he doesn't taina, but there's a logic, we only say taninon when there's some indication that it should be his. But there really isn't. Now you're telling me that it's not a milsa b'lei taima, that means there's really a raya over here that it's his. Well, if there's a raya, so who cares that he's not tainin? But let's say taninon. The Gemara says, no, if he doesn't tainin for himself, we don't tainin for him. Even if he has a raya, if he doesn't tainin for himself. In other words, that's the chap that I want to say is that according to Tosis, that the Gemara before, in the previous step in the Gemara, was going from Chazaka being a milsa b'lei taima, xeris hakosav, that after three times we decide that we're gonna believe that it's yours, to saying no, there's a logic to it. There's really a reglaimud over that it's yours, the hechokah that it's yours. So the elamayat is going on that step in the Gemara. It's not a that if it's a raya, then let's say tanino. Nechrami, it's not a kasha only in Hilchi Yusha. It'll be a kasha in Rava's theory also. The kasha is just a hemshich of the previous step in the Gemara. Elamayato, that you're telling me that it's not a milsa b'lei taima. Elamayato, you're telling me there's becheska shalim chay. So that means there's a hechacha. If there's a hechacha, let's say tanino. And that's a kasha even according to Rava. If there's a hechacha, then let's say tanino. In the Chanami, so that's what Tosfos deals with. So how come the Gemara on Memalef went the other way around? So Tosfos says, because Gemara Memalef starts with the position that we don't say tanino. The answer is, Salkadai, if you say tanino. The Gemara Bayos says, the Sugya Bayos runs the other way around. Let's say tanino. The answer is no, we don't say tanino. Okay. Yeah, there's more. We have to see the whole place over there in my mouth. I think the end of the place is also relevant.
I did. Thank you. How could we ever see